My guest today is Doreen Summerlin. Doreen is a wildlife biologist and so full of knowledge about the wildlife here in Grand County. Today we talk specifically about the osprey. We always know it's spring when we see them come back into the county. So I hope you enjoy this conversation with Doreen. Good morning, Doreen. How are you?
I'm good, Kayleen.
I know, we're actually doing this in person.
Very nice.
I know. It's so nice versus doing things over Zoom. Yeah. It is spring in the Rockies, and I know your favorite bird is out and about, the osprey. So I thought, let's talk about the ospreys today.
Absolutely. You always know it's springtime in Grand County when the ospreys come back.
Yeah. So, you know, when you see their nests, how big are they?
Well, when you see the nests that are on poles and artificial platforms, those are 4 feet in diameter. They don't look that big from the ground, but they're really quite large. And some of the ones that are naturally occurring out there can be 10 feet deep if birds return every year to the same nest. So some birds like to add sticks every year, some don't, but they can be amazingly large.
So it's hard to see from like just your naked eye
for sure
on how big those are. This is also mating season for ospreys?
It is. And by now, ospreys should be incubating eggs. Sometimes we'll have eggs laid in early May, but birds, some of them get started a little later than others, depending on what's happening with their mate and the condition of their nest. But by now, everybody that's been successful in their courtship should be incubating eggs. And that can be anywhere from one egg to four eggs. And they're laid 1 to 3 days apart. So when they hatch then, after about 32, 33 days, they'll hatch in sequence that they were laid, so the chicks will be somewhat different sized for a while when they start to grow.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool. So what's unique about the osprey?
Well, they occur in every country except Antarctica, which is pretty rare for a raptor. Also, they're easy to identify when they're flying above you, even in backlight, because they bend their wings at their elbow. So they won't have a straight across wing like a golden eagle or a red-tailed hawk. Also, they have adaptations on their feet that allows them to specialize in fish. Instead of, they have three talons forward, one back, but in their dives into water, they actually rotate an outer toe. So there's two toes forward, two toes backwards, and then they have spiny pads on their talons. So grabbing a really slippery fish in water is possible because they have equal grips, both front and back, and then those spicules on their feet to help grab a fish.
Oh, wow.
So they have a lot of really neat adaptations that allow them to exploit fish.
Okay. And so would you say that there are more in Grand County than other areas because of our water here?
Yes, that's true. We have the largest breeding population of ospreys in Colorado, likely because of all of the big reservoirs that we have. And most of the information I've learned about ospreys comes from those birds that live in the Arapaho National Recreation Area. So they're using Grand Lake, Shadow Mountain Lake, Lake Granby, Willow Creek Reservoir, Monarch Lake, and even Meadow Creek Reservoir to some extent. Although they occur also in other places in the county, they're in their highest densities here in the National Recreation Area.
It's just so exhilarating to see them, especially I remember a couple years ago being in my kayak and one went right in front of me to grab a fish. And I was like, why didn't I have my camera going?
Well, what do you think? How fast do you think they can dive? What speeds do you think they hit?
I don't know. What is it?
They can hit the water at about 80 miles an hour.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that crazy? And if you could really slow down their strike into the water, you'll see their talons extended in front of them, their wings extended behind them in the most aerodynamic position you can imagine.
Wow.
They can see about 8 times better than we can. And our vision is sharpest when we're looking straight ahead, but they see equally accurately out of the entire surface of their eye. So I can't even imagine what that kind of vision would be. But allows them to see fish, of course, underwater, and then correct their diving angle for the refraction of the light through water. They're really amazing.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, so then once they have their babies, like when is, like how long are the babies still in the nest before they venture out on their own?
They'll stay in the nest. Now there's a lot of variation depending on how quickly they grow, but usually for 8 to 10 weeks once they hatch. And it's a really action-packed time for them. They have to grow and grow and grow and grow to be able to migrate by mid to late September and travel. We don't even know where they all go. We know where two of them go because of telemetry, but they're traveling about 2,000 miles. So they have to go from newborn chick in the middle of June to strongly flying 2,000 miles by the middle to late September.
Wow.
It's amazing.
So where do they leave? Where do they go once they leave Grand County?
Well, the two birds that we were able to fit with telemetry both traveled to Mexico, but to very different parts of Mexico. So our birds here, although they all come here to breed, they likely winter in different locations. One of them flew about 1,700 miles over about 10 days to the Gulf Coast of Mexico, to a place called Laguna Madre National Wildlife Refuge, just south of Brownsville, Texas, and wintered in an estuarian aquatic environment.
Oh, wow.
And then we had a second bird that took about the same amount of time, 10 to 12 days, and flew just north and east of Mexico City to where, when we zoomed in on Google Earth, it looked like they were in a freshwater riverine environment through agriculture. Maybe it looked like orchards. So some of them winter in a saltwater environment, some of them winter in a freshwater environment, but they congregate here. So sample size is 2, so yeah. It's quite small. But I thought that was interesting.
Yes, that is. Well, when you were with the Forest Service, did you actually take some of the offsprays?
We worked with Rocky Mountain Bird Observatory and Rocky Mountain National Park to put some transmitters on 2 of the birds. They're difficult to catch. They're pretty trap savvy. So we were only able to do it at 2 spots where we could get a truck in and place small noose net. You place it over the eggs in the nest so that when one of the adults comes in, their legs become entangled in the hoops, the nooses of line. And then we go up in a bucket truck and capture them, take them to the ground and fit them with a transmitter and release them back to the nest.
Okay.
So it's an expensive thing to do. It's a difficult thing to do. So we only have data from 2 birds.
Yeah. Well, interesting. Well, what would you say is your favorite thing about the osprey? Because I know that you've got their deep love in your heart for these birds.
They are such good parents. The way they share incubation duties, the way they share feeding duties, the way they teach their chicks to fly. They're both in it as a team. And we have snow through the beginning of their breeding season up here, and they will stay tight to those nests and incubate eggs while the adults are covered with snow themselves. Wow. They're just all in for the breeding season and raising those chicks. And we have a lot of nest failures. We probably already lose 20 to 30% of the nests just between when the birds show up and incubation. Things go wrong and they never get their eggs laid. And then we lose another 20% during incubation. Eggs that are possibly infertile, predation on the nest falls out of a tree, we've got a wind event, the tree falls over. So those that tough it out, about 50% of the active breeding pairs up here, have a lot of work to do. And they're just so good at it. They're amazing.
Yeah. Well, any last thoughts that you want to share before we end this podcast?
I think people don't even appreciate the numbers that we have up in the National Recreation Area. But I think that we're up to, it varies every year, but there's 60 to 70 to 80 breeding pairs.
Oh, wow.
Every year.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That's so neat.
And I think we all know about 1 or 2 nest sites that are our favorites. But once you start to look, or if you get out in the water and watch for fishing, There are ospreys everywhere, and we're so lucky to have them. They're so beautiful.
They really are. It is. Like, take the time to just kind of look around where you are in the county. Like, stop and listen and look, and you may see one of these magnificent birds.
Absolutely.
It's awesome.
Get out and enjoy.
That's right. Thank you, Doreen.
You're welcome, Gaylene. Thank you.